Time check. Got a watch? Carrie? Got a watch? 12:50. We'll say 12:50 in the morning. Okay. Yeah, it's about almost 1 a.m. here. And we are enjoying Wizard of Oz to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, broadcast on a bedsheet on the side of the theater.
Fun.
Words cannot explain how weird this is at a Star Wars premiere. I can't imagine. You know, and but this shows we're cultured, you know. We're more than just dorks dressed up in Sith outfits. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. But we're having a good time. Dave's here with me.
Dave's here.
Dave's here, and I've got just me and you now, you know. Josh is off playing his Hero Clicks. We got friends from high school here.
Gary.
Yay.
Yay.
Hey. And we're just chilling out because my back's killing me now, so...
And I'm just tired.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to finagle a back rub out of some people here in a bit, and then...
Yeah. He's going to smooth talk Carrie and try
yeah,
and get some.
Yeah, I'm going to see how that goes, but you know what? My vernacular's just way... And then Tony's coming over here right now. Hey, guys. We're just recording the radio show. Yeah, jump on, Tone. This is Tony Warden, ladies and gentlemen. A man very cultured, very, very Artur.
Schooled in the realms of strangeness and absurdity.
And he works at Blockbuster. So
he's and we have a current Blockbuster employee, Lacey.
No, Lacey Walters.
Who is so proud of her job.
Refused to comment.
And you know what? It's late. And so yeah. I just want to leave people, you know, I'm probably going to stay up all night because we're going to be on the radio at
6 o'clock in the morning.
6 o'clock in the morning. And you know what?
Yeah, George Lucas.
If someone gave me the choice between sleeping and trying to get up at that point or just trying to tough it out and go the distance, I'm going to go the distance because I can't sleep for just 3 hours.
I bet $5 he'll pass out.
Okay, you know what?
And if he gets bored, I strongly recommend a package of Vivarin. Make sure you have food to take between every two of those pills, children. Otherwise, you will cause yourself to look like an average heroin addict.
Thanks for the tip, Tony. I knew I could count on you.
Not that I know anyone like that. Anyway.
Yeah, Tony, right now we're going through another little phenomenon in the sci-fi world. X-Files is winding down.
Yes, and I've been watching that show since the very first airing of the very first episode.
Last episode is...
When? Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Special showing time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 2-hour series finale.
And what did they do to our lone gunmen? My God.
They killed off the heroes and possibly most intriguing characters of recent sci-fi television a few weeks ago. They did have one season of their own spin-off series just entitled...
Half a season.
You know, entitled simply The Lone Gunman.
And at least they got their own show. And they got a good ending. I mean, they saved thousands of lives in the ending right there. Something to think about right there.
Still, though, some characters should not die, and I'm glad they at least addressed that in that episode, because Langley's character has such reverence for Joey Ramone, where he made a comment to Michael McKean's rendering of a former CIA agent, that... Heroes never die. If they've left their mark in the world, they've never truly disappeared.
Wow. That's really deep for 1 a.m. I'll just warn you right now.
I didn't realize it when he said it, but it was foreshadowing and a little bit of exposition to smooth it over for the people that like them better than Doggett or Agent Reyes.
Yeah. Huh. Agent Reyes. I never really got into... I was always a Mulder and Scully fan, and after all the other agents started coming in, I kind of lost interest. But
yes. Although the second to last episode ever finally was a good one for Doggett.
Yeah, that's
true. You finally
got
to do something cool. You got to stand upside down in the very top of a house that was being powered by a psychokinetic lad who was obsessed with by the Brady Bunch. So, go Chris Carter.
Wow. That was way too much for my head right now. I heard psychokinetic and I'm like, I give up. right now Ray Bolger's up there doing his best Scarecrow imitation, so that's right, that's Ray Bolger, isn't it? Am I correct in that? Can I have someone verify?
At least you guessed a name, that's better than I can do.
Yeah, there you go. So I think I'm going to tune out to that, and Pink Floyd is probably going to keep me up as I try to figure out how exactly the CD is supposed to be linked up with this movie. Some say it's a deal with the devil, I just say, hey, it works well when you're on weed, so... But then again, anything does, I think. I think that if you were put...
What? No, Chris.
What? I think if you put Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon with with, you know,
porn?
Yeah. Or, you know, maybe Cannibal the Musical.
I think
it still works, so I'm not going to really worry about it.
Although, ever since I was a child, I cannot hear this entire album without falling asleep 10 minutes into it. So
you never get to money.
No, ever since I was a kid, I would fall asleep 10 minutes into it, wake up just in time for one of them that has in the background, and that usually would make me wake up screaming. So, yeah.
Great. I got nothing.
I got nothing.
I wish Josh was here. He'd have something intelligent and forthcoming to say. Yeah, and interesting. Thank you, Carrie, for reminding me that I have nothing interesting to say. I'm out of costume now. I got too sweaty and all that. And I got to take it off, so. Oh, God, it's 1 a.m., and you can tell. So, I think we'll just wrap it up for right now. You'll probably hear from us again tomorrow morning. If anything interesting happens, of course, we will record something.
Bubbles are floating above our head now.
What the hell?
Lawrence Welk has descended upon us.
Bubbles.
There you go. I think let's stop there.
This was Chris Annell.
And that was David Snyder, and that was Tony Ward.
A Zane from Hippie Tony.
Okay. And that'll be right. Listen to the interlude of music, and we'll see you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're about to hear, I did not want to put in the show. However, I owe Josh big, and therefore, it stays in. Please, in no way does Josh's opinion reflect the opinion of TheForce.net, Digital Alma Radio, myself, but you knew that. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Wasta in a very early morning rant. Enjoy.
This is Josh Wasta going semi-live at episode 2, and then real story here is not about episode 2 at all, but it's about Chris. Chris with a date. A date. I say it right. A date.
Ladies and gentlemen, the apocalypse is coming. One of the seven signs has definitely arrived as the skinny pale geek known as Chris Hannes has got a date.
Yeah. Okay. let me tell the story because you've slept. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, why I have not slept. Let me tell you this on Digital Llama Radio. I come back to my tent. I say my tent because I procured it. And procure is a really funny word according to these people.
But he didn't get the grill.
The grill was not my responsibility. That was Chris's responsibility. And once again,
he promised us a grill.
He did promise you a grill. So I come back to my tent. It's probably around 2:30. You know, if you're camping out, that's about the right time to go to bed. And zip open the tent. And there's my brother and Chris, two people that I planned to have in the tent. And then two other people. I think I have yet to know their names. Yeah, well. Anyway, one of us is still sleeping. But anyway, I'm recording this as much as I can because really, Chris is going to edit the entire thing out anyway. And if he puts it in, kudos to you because you no longer owe me a major boon. So I come back and I'm looking around and I'm like, okay, well, there should be enough room. And I, you know, I'm looking for my coat because it's cold in Iowa at 2:30 in the morning. And I'm wearing, like, long johns on the top and a Spider-Man overshirt, which, by the way, I got Spider-Man on the cover of the Gazette. But anyway, I digress. I look for my coat, but all I can see are sleeping people, which leads me to the assumption that someone is sleeping on my coat. So I try to go in, and I try to sleep. That's not going to happen. Mostly because of my brother, who
Elbowed and pretty much tried to kick him out of the tent as best I could. That was evil on my part, and I apologize.
So that lasted until about 3 o'clock. So then I left, because I had to go to the bathroom, which means driving all the way to Walmart. I got to my car. I tried to open my car. My car was locked. My keys were in the tent. So I go back, and I bitch about it enough, vocally, so I know they'll hear me, until keys appear out of the tent. No coat, just keys. I go and go to Walmart and come back and really decide that I'm cold enough now, and cold has become part of my genes. So here I am, and can I get a time check from any... It is 6:45 in the morning. This is Josh Wasta. I was here with Phil. from Digital Llama. And Chris, you better leave this in.
No, okay. He's still there. He's like planning out his date.
Excellent. Let's go ruin it for him.
Alright, who's it? It's on the show. Hey, how's it going? We thought we'd move the line in here.
No.
She's moving. She's moving.
We've got lights. He thinks it's funny. He doesn't know why.
We haven't actually done it.
I think you're dead.
Would you know who we're talking about?
Working now? Recording. Okay, let's just go. I can't hear us, but I'm assuming we're there.
All right, great. We're back right now. The time check is...
Hello, Kermit the Frog here, coming to you live from episode 2.
14 minutes until tickets right now.
Piggy, put bagels on your head.
We had a very long morning this morning. I'm sorry we didn't record earlier, but...
I recorded earlier.
I recorded earlier,
and he'll most likely edit through it.
Yes, I will probably edit through it and not use any of it when I get home. What should I expect?
Well, just to let you know, I talk completely about how I had a tent. And how you and my brother found women and stuffed women in my tent. And
Were
I could
proud?
Not, and I could not use my tent. And my coat was in the tent, so I froze. Chris Hannell owes me a major boon. Boon!
But there were girls, two girls, actually, in the tent.
That's great. I'm happy for you, man. Nothing but love for you. Boon! Boon unto you!
Anyways, we've got a lot of people right now. I would guess probably about, 200 people behind us? 150? Anyone
okay.
Just make a good estimate here?
150.
150 people behind us.
Yeah.
All the major networks are here. It's got to be a really
Chris has been on
event.
All of them.
I'm the only one. I am still the only one here in costume, and it's really... I don't know how to describe the feeling.
It's because you're a geek, Chris.
Yeah, that too. But, you know, there's...
And, hey, we got the last station.
Hide me.
There we go.
Please.
Yeah. As everybody's like, hey, him, he's dressed up, he's the geek, get him!
I'm going to start changing right now if he tries to put the camera on.
Yeah, he's getting ready. Here it comes. Look at that guy in the outfit recording a radio show that's going to go on the internet. He's a geek, let's interview him.
Wow.
Pay no attention to the man next to the geek.
My self-esteem is dropping rapidly.
I don't know if it should go up or down, man, because you're getting publicity, but it's bad publicity. But there's no such thing as bad publicity, so... Yeah. Yeah.
Like Channel 9 did.
So if anyone... So,
anyone know if we got a ticket limit yet?
No, anyone
at all? It was at this point that Channel 7, the final network of the day, had finally caught up to us and had the camera set up.
We are actually recording right now to broadcast. We have an actual television person. We could do a simul broadcast.
A simul broadcast.
Simul broadcast.
Wow. If this gets on the news, I got it. Wow.
All right, well, we can start with our beginning. Say, hello, this is Josh.
And this is Chris from Digital Llama Radio.
www.digitallama.com.
And we've been here for about 18 hours now.
18 hours, 22.
Yes, right here.
22.
You know what? Oh, 22? Okay.
1 o'clock.
Let's talk about this seriously. What is it about waiting in line for 22 hours?
It's a block party.
Well, okay, look at all these people. I'm sure you'll get a shot of them eventually, but there are 150 people here, and we've just spent 22 hours with them. And I missed episode 1, and he convinced me to come out here and camp, and it's been absolutely amazing.
It's been a great time.
I've been up for that 22 hours, except for like 15-minute nap. And these people have been awesome. I mean, people have been going to the bathroom, things like that, you know, having to leave. You will not get the energy. I guarantee you will not get the energy that's going to be in that room at midnight tonight.
People are going to be having the greatest time of their life. This only happens once every 3 years, so I think that we get to have some fun with it. I think we deserve it every once in a while. You don't see them doing this for Star Trek, do you?
No. It's because Star Trek's all about the shows, man. Oh.
My name's Chris Hannell. H-A-N-E-L.
Josh Wasta, W-A-S-T-A.
Hey, did you catch that? They're interviewing us. We're going to be on TV. WWL Channel 7, if you catch it.
If you catch it a week ago, because by the time you edit it, get it on the internet. It's a week ago.
Oh,
not like when we told people to come join us, and we realized we weren't live.
Can you guys, like, let me borrow, like, one of your satellite trucks, like, just live?
Yeah. We're going global with Digital Llama Radio.
Yeah. We could have our own news broadcast. Can we borrow your studio? We'll just need it for a little bit.
Yeah. Just
run that by your producer.
Yeah. Due to the wind, you can't understand the reporter at this point, but he asked me if my costume was definitely worth the expense.
Sadly, no. I guess that on retrospect, 2020 hindsight, the best thing about this costume was it kept me a lot warmer. So that's all.
Inside a warm tent, though. A warm, cushy tent.
Yeah.
And women.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't share the wealth, all right?
What?
Oh, no, they're back again.
No!
No!
They're back!
No!
The shouts of no, no are not from the women that we were just talking to, but two of the cameras from another channel appeared again trying to stalk us. No offense to Carrie and Jessica.
Wow, we're having so much fun here.
You know, we have 200-some minutes. We just burn it up, baby.
Yeah. We have 200 minutes to use it.
Oh, yes. I tried with the women that kept me from a nice, warm tent last night. And one slept on my coat.
Jump on.
And my keys.
Jump on here. Let's
here
see them right now.
Hey, this is Carrie Jane.
Hey, this is Jessica Fritzinger.
And they stole Josh's sleeping area.
Now we have a name to match with the photos.
Photos? This is going into a realm that I don't want to delve into, Molly.
Pen name. My name is...
Too late for a pen name.
That's his back in the photo.
Yeah.
So, anyway, episode 2 is abandoned and an interview, and hopefully you can hear the guy that was interviewing us.
Yeah.
Because Chris couldn't tell because his headphones don't work.
Yeah, my headphones don't really work, but it says here the levels are going, so...
Yeah, that's good, then.
I'm assuming we're fine. Hey! Hey, who read the girl who read the book? I forget her name.
Deanne.
Deanne?
What? She does not broadcast, remember?
As we sat joking with the girls, a group of people were starting to gather around the front entrance of the theater, where the manager was letting them in on some info.
People are moving forward. I'm in my...
Yeah. I want to know what...
Yeah, I'm like, no.
No ticket limit! Yeah!
So for those of you...
My 10 tickets are safe, ladies and gentlemen.
So Digital Labor fans a week from now, there is no ticket limit.
Okay. Yeah, I pass that on. If you're going to be waiting in the lobby, you can't wait in the lobby, you have to wait outside for the midnight show. Call the locksmith!
Once again, only in this crowd can somebody yell that and the entire line laugh.
Did everyone pass it on?
That night, I actually got people laughing at $2. I want my $2.
Wow.
Which is from Better Off Dead, which if you've seen it, I'm sorry.
The Teen John Cusack lives on.
Replace that 2 hours of your life with episodes of Smallville. Record over it.
What do you got for us, Phil?
I just want to say that I had a final that I should be at right now.
But that he took in 45 minutes as opposed to 2 hours.
It was a 2 hour long final and I got through in about 45 minutes.
And
I
God
bless
you, Phil.
I spend more time on the essay part, but screw it.
Dear professor, I'm going to Star Wars.
What was the question, Phil?
It's describing literature in the Renaissance and medieval times, and quite frankly, if I didn't get it before the test, I wasn't going to get it. So I just decided, f*** it.
Well, I'll be editing that segment.
Did you realize how much you swore on this?
Yeah, I know.
I swear to you, you were editing anyway.
This is a family program, I know.
Anyway, okay, well, we're actually starting, so
we're going to be getting tickets in about 5 minutes. I've got 10 tickets to buy, so I'm going to be a busy man.
Musical interlude.
Musical interlude right here. We will be back with tickets to episode 2. Stick tuned to Digital Farm Radio. All right, can we get a time check here? What time is it?
It is roughly after 9.
Look at your phone, dude.
Look at your phone.
My phone doesn't say squat, because I don't use the clock on my phone.
Okay. Anybody got a watch?
I got a watch.
Watch.
What time is it? Who got a watch?
9:33.
Are we recording already?
Yeah, we're recording already.
Okay, this is Justin.
And Chris, and we are here from Digital Lumber Radio. It is 9:30 p.m. We got about an hour before they're going to let us into the theater.
And I might not be able to see the show.
Why not, man?
Because my wife just called and said my baby is crying up a storm.
Uh-oh.
And being it's a four-week-old, I can either say, hey, this is one opportunity to go see the movie right, with everybody, right? Or I can say, hey, I'm a father. Maybe I should go home and... We'll edit that out. Take care of my kids. So yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You know, you got your priorities. You got to take care of the baby.
I must see the movie. Got to see the movie.
I knew that you were going to wear the same outfit as me. I'm so mad now. Man, I picked this out special.
You know, next time you gripe, I won't next to air you a butt clip.
Yeah, you got
so you can be all fashionable and be able to wear it on your hip.
Yeah, but we,
so how are you able to, like, throw all the free stuff out into the crowd tonight?
Well,
the Caliber Games sponsored a little free publicity by throwing out a lot of backstock Star Wars figures and comics and magazines, stuff we just, you know, we thought it would be nice to give away to people to kind of drum up publicity and have fun with the night, you know?
Hold on 1 second.
Adam Tilson!
Apparently Adam Tilson is in the crowd tonight, one of Steve's oldest and dearest friends. Adam Tilson is approaching the mic as we speak. Adam Tilson,
how's it going?
Can I get a word with you, Adam?
Nice to see you. What did you come here?
Steve, Adam, a huggy.
Unfaithful.
How was that? Adam came to see Unfaithful. Whoa,
hey, carefully.
Look out for that.
I don't know.
What
kind of a loser am I? I don't know.
Oh, you're not a loser.
You're not here for Star Wars.
Look at that outfit, man. What are you, a smuggler?
Yeah, the Colombian cartel.
Wow. That's original.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
So what's new, Chief?
Much. Got done with my first year in college at UNI.
We're apparently not talking about the radio show.
Yeah, that's okay.
You guys are cool.
Okay, here. Well, and while Steve catches up with old friends, we'll find someone to talk to.
Okay, let's,
Here, grab mic here. Let's go walk down the line here.
Why is Phil getting a mic again? All right.
Phil, okay.
You sure you want to get, you know, you've got us all tied up here. Do you you want to go around like this?
I don't know.
We look really gay.
Yeah, it's okay. Hey, more of Steve's friends over there.
What are we looking at?
Yeah, more of Steve's friends. Come here.
Come here, let's interview you.
Yeah, it's interview. It was Steve's 21st birthday today.
Hey, my arch nemesis is here. I saw him walk around the
park. Yeah, I know. I saw him. I was already fighting him earlier. Anyways, here.
Did you hit him in the head for me?
State your name for the record, please.
Maggie,
and you didn't get to camp out tonight for any of this, did you?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. But you got tickets and you're going to come to the midnight preview.
Oh, yeah.
That's massive cheating. Do you know that?
I do.
What Maggie doesn't know is I'm the one that bought her ticket.
You know how long I've been out here? Too long. I'm gonna quit griping now.
Okay. Yeah. I guess you camped out.
Yeah.
Guess who knows the Peter guy? Guess what I didn't have to do?
Justin, you have 3 seconds.
Yeah, but then again, I might not even see the show, so.
I know. It's okay. But then you can give your tickets away to people and feel all good.
No,
about
in fact, what I'm going to do is if I have to miss the show, you're going to take my tickets, give one to Abe because I want to play him. You're going to put my ticket in a seat, and I want that seat blank. I want it empty, and like I was already there. I was like, I'm
should
there.
I put up a little sign that says, in memoriam of Justin Whitlock?
Yes, that's exactly what you should do.
No, I'm sorry. I'm giving away that ticket. That could be somebody that could be in there looking at the midnight preview.
I'll tell you what. Nobody out here that's waiting in line for this movie to start has not got a ticket.
But we already gave away a ticket to somebody earlier.
Really?
Yeah, someone needed a ticket. Someone had one for him, and they gave it away.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
There we go. True fans hoping beyond hope that they can get a seat.
And they do.
Should we interview someone else tonight?
Let's get to me. Yeah. Who wants to
interview? Roy, let's interview Roy. Roy, come on over here.
Roy.
Roy, it's Justin, Chris, and our stand-in Phil here from Digital Llama Radio.
Hello.
Standing.
Jason X. Can you state your name, full name for the record, please?
Roy Morford.
Roy Morford.
And how long have you been out here, sir?
Since about 3:30, 4 o'clock.
In the afternoon? In the afternoon. Great. Let's get a mic. Keep a mic on him there.
There you go.
Now, did you camp out for episode one also?
Yes, I did.
Wow. And
in fact, Roy Morford is the one man who let me cut 7/8 of the way in line.
Wow.
Because he was the first man I saw that I knew with the cooler full of booze.
Well, God bless you, Roy.
Hey, you can't camp out without beer.
Now, party atmosphere. How does this compare to episode one? Better or worse? You enjoying yourself a lot more?
A lot tamer.
A lot tamer?
It looks a little more full, though, wouldn't you say?
Actually, the camp out part of it was actually fewer people. It was a lot quieter crowd.
Really? Interesting.
Actually, for episode one, I mean, I had no thoughts about going to sleep. But last night, it's like, I'm going to lay down.
Take a nap. All right, cool.
These youngins just too much for you, Roy?
No, they weren't doing anything. I was just...
No, just bored?
Yeah,
oh, that's
basically.
Too bad, man. Oh, I'm sorry, Roy.
And to think I was going to bring pizza.
I could have been more entertaining. There wasn't much alcohol here last night, and I think the theater probably like that. Did you know they got rid of 8 bags of garbage today?
Yes,
after
sir.
Everyone cleared out?
Only 8?
I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of Star Wars fans.
That's it, you people. You are not doing your job. Hey. They're only taking away 8 bags of garbage.
I cleaned up after myself while I was here. Thank you
did what?
Much. I cleaned up after
Chris,
myself.
Chris, the responsible fan.
Yeah. You leave it cleaner
can't
than you
can't tarnish his image.
Yeah. Yeah, after about 10 or 11 radio shows of that. It's hard, yeah.
Apparently the management last time was upset because they were shatting on the lawn. Which, hopefully they didn't have a problem with this.
Shatting? William Shatting?
Culver.
From Star Trek?
Right over there. You can go shat on the floor over there. It's just...
There won't be. Can't tell there was going to shat in the food anyway.
Oh. And we've gone to
Justin Whitlock, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't state my name. What's wrong with you?
Anyways, so what do we got now? We got about an hour to wait now?
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to let you continue this conversation as I make the phone call.
Okay,
I'm going to make the phone call. Here we go.
I think we're
going to Justin.
We're going to cut off for right now, and we're going to go find some more people to talk to here.
So, musical interlude,
yes,
then?
Yes, another musical interlude and a countdown. We'll be back right here. This is Digital Lumber Radio. Time check.
Thank you. That was
fun. Time check.
Time check.
It is 10:22.
10:22. 8 minutes to go.
I think I'm so important that I get one mic while everybody else is cheering.
Yeah, screw you, people.
Okay, we got eight minutes.
I'm an original llama.
Okay, we got 8 minutes
Me
to
too.
Go until we're in line. We got tons of people behind us. Hey, let's do it for episode 2.
Yeah! Okay, hello, everybody.
Who's here for Season X?
Yeah! I'm here for Hudson Hawk 2.
I got that movie for
$9.99.
There is a Hudson Hawk 2?
Fans are many.
Who's in it?
Hudson Hawk.
Oh, just the original.
So, we're out in front of the theater with a whole bunch of people we don't know, and, well, some of them we know.
Two people that stole my tent.
Yeah.
Two people that stole the tent. And how did I remember from bowling? She's my friend.
We've got, this is the most people we've had from the radio show. We got Abe, we got Josh, we got Becca, we got Steve.
Hey, hey.
My
the
Dave.
The Dave.
We
have the Dave.
And
the
we're...
Dave who didn't know who R2-D2 was.
Okay. What? What was that?
Anybody?
And then, it was early. He hadn't slept all night. He was camping out.
One of the first four words in every Star Wars movie. The first four words.
What?
A long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
See, he needs... I know, I hear he's changing that for this one.
What?
Yeah, it's not a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. It's last week down next door.
Or just...
last week in the suburb.
No, it just says, you know the drill.
You know, in fact, that's the movie. It's it goes up a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And then the music swells and it goes, episode 2, the same as Empire Strikes Back, the end.
And somebody told me it just said this one time at band camp.
This one time.
This one time on Tatooine.
So any anxiousness? Anyone excited? Anxious?
Okay, here's my question. Who's ready to see Yoda fight with a lightsaber?
Woo!
I thought he was passive.
That's Vader here. That's
wow, a lone voice in the crowd.
That's off screen.
No, that's only after he's 900 years old. He's, when he's 800, he's still ready to kick some ass, man.
No, I was looking at that is cool, too.
At this point, while waiting in line, I turned around to see the two cutest little Star Wars fans I had ever met. Now, he was wrong about Yoda's age, but I'm not going to be the one to tell him.
Look, it was me when I had long hair.
Hold on. What is that? What is it saying?
He died when he's about 1,000 years old, maybe.
Wow.
Woo!
How old are you?
How old are you?
9.
You're 9.
Well, add a few more zeros and he's as old as Yoda.
Wow, okay. Not too far off. Are you skilled in the ways of the Jedi?
Do you force push your brother?
Yes, he could do that. He could push me. I'm serious. He could push me from here all the way down to the road, down, clear down.
All right, well, let's not pick him off.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I'd like to be in line for the movie.
Okay.
Hold on, give him the saber.
Give him a saber.
There you go.
Now,
what's the first thing he does when I hand him my $300 lightsaber? He smacks me in the head with it.
He just
The little kid just whooped Chris's world. It was great.
Hey, shout out. Shout out. May the force be with you right there.
May the force be with you. Woo!
Yeah. I like this crowd. I like this crowd a lot.
Wow. It's a lot better than the crowd this morning at 6 o'clock.
Chad, come on in here. We've got the man right here that is Bubba Fat, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chad Canfield. Say hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Not too bad.
Bubba Fat. Absolutely amazing.
This is pandemonium over here.
You know, I was here for episode one, and this is just way better.
Yeah, this is so good.
This is, like, totally
well, good. That's because people are, like, excited to see the movie.
Yeah.
Well, oh,
episode one, come on.
Episode one had Watto.
Oh, give me a groan. Give me a groan. I like these guys a lot.
I like Watto.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Excalibur Games, 1147.
And
there's our plug.
FrightmareForce.com, FrightmareForce.com.
Oh, the shameless plugging is going on now.
What? Digital on the radio?
Not Frightmare Force, that's Frightmare Forest.
Frightmare Forest.
Has nothing to do
with
Star
Wars. This is for our Digital on the Radio show that's online.
Awesome!
Yeah. We'd like to
think. That's right, kids. www.digitalama.com. Three L's. Or you can go to theforce.net.
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 Spoiling Star Wars since 1997.
You betcha.
Woo!
Yeah.
Running from Lucasfilm lawyers
since 1999. Oh, my God. We got time check.
Time check. It is about that time.
We are getting very, very close.
This is Carrie. This is my girl.
Hey, say hi, Carrie.
Hey, what's up? I was in the tent.
That's right. Carrie was in the tent. Boy, I should have camped out last night.
Who wants to judge me in a lightsaber duel?
What?
Who wants to judge me in a lightsaber duel?
Not me. You already got me once. I'm not going there again.
Three times.
Oh.
Well, when's the show?
10:30.
You know, I've realized that we don't really need to do the radio show. We can just put the microphone out by these guys and just let them holler. And there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to be let in, so I guess we're going to sign off, and the next song you'll hear
us. We're going until everyone starts cheering right here.
Oh, okay.
We're not stopping until we get to start.
So we're going to pad, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we're going to pad, basically.
Well, what other important things are happening that we need to talk about?
We still got the movie.
21.
Steve, happy birthday, Steve.
Woo! Hey, guys, I got a guy whose 21st birthday's today.
And he's... And he's here with us instead of at a strip club. And who was complaining about somebody doing a radio show on his 21st birthday? It was me.
We need to get a happy birthday song out of these people.
Oh, yeah. Okay, everybody. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Steve.
Three, four, five.
I don't count. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't see this on Digital on the Radio, but my wife is giving Steve his 21 spankings.
Wow. Never underestimate the power of live radio.
Somebody brought water for you.
For me, I know.
Wow.
And I gave
for
it
the
some
team.
Sharing.
Okay, yeah.
So when he first showed up, Chris is like, yeah, and this is Dave. I'm like, Dave, have I met you before? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. The Dave.
Oh, the Dave.
Duh. His last name is Dave. First name, the.
The, right.
Dave, comma, the.
Yeah.
Under T. And Josh Wasta's girlfriend is now here. Hey, CR, say hello.
Hi.
Are you excited? We got about 3 minutes to go.
Not really.
Oh.
I'm kind of sleepy.
Hey, you know, we got an hour to pad while we're in there. We can talk about other stuff over there.
That's true.
You know, I can edit everything I want out of this.
Actually, she's more excited over the new lightsaber that's curved.
Oh, yeah. It's shaped like a vibrator. We love it.
Are you talking about the microphone?
Okay.
That was Becca.
Well, small. Yeah. Shaped like a thermal detonator that moves and shakes. Yeah.
Right. What? What's up?
now they're moving the small children away from us because we're a bad influence.
Well, this is us.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lights have just been turned on for us.
We are going in.
Say it again.
This is, I can't describe this.
No, we're going to do it from while we're in there. Who just shouted, let's slip the dogs of war? Oh my God. Josh Waston next to me is shouting, let's slip the dogs.
And let's slip the dogs of war.
Wow. You know what? That's scary. That's really weird. Anyways, I hope we get a THX theater. If there's three screenings, but only two THX theaters. I don't know. Where's my other mic? Who's got the other mic here?
I don't know. It's hanging on the ground.
Oh, it's hanging?
Oh, yeah. So.
They have two. I thought they had two or three, but they have three screens.
Is the radio still on?
The radio is still on, actually.
Well, you know what? Hi. I'm Jessica. I was in the tent.
And that's all that needs to be said, anyways.
Really, all exactly. About who's in the tent.
What's up?
Nothing. They were screaming, yeah. Okay.
I think we see somebody. The dogs are open!
We are now moving forward. And I think that's where we're going to have to cut
it. It's absolute chaos here, Tony. I've been to Vietnam. I have been to Korea. And this is like nothing I've ever seen.
We moved inside to the theater at this point to where they let us sit in the lobby for another 45 minutes before letting us into the theater. Justin was not able to join us as he did have to go home to his kid, and I almost missed as my Sith outfit almost caused heat exhaustion while we waited inside the heated lobby. Fortunately, however, I was able to hold it together. We saw the film, and 2 hours and 15 minutes afterwards, Becca, Abe, and myself gathered outside, tired and weary, ready to review the spectacle that we had just seen.
Okay.
I'd go for carrying myself.
Well, yeah. We'll talk about that. Anyways, that was on the air.
All right.
Hey, we're back, and we are outside, and I am right now trying to recover from the shock that was episode 2.
My God.
We're going to go into spoilers here, so I'm going to give everyone 5 seconds to pause the movie, go pause the radio show, go see the movie, and then come back. So, okay, we'll meet you here.
Oh my God, Yoda!
Yoda!
Holy shit!
Yoda is the man.
I gotta say, my first commentary is gonna, of course, be well. The 100 Jedi running around with lightsabers just totally ruled. Since I'm the fight choreographer, my first thing I gotta say is about the fight choreography. The fight scenes between Dooku and Obi-Wan and Dooku and Anakin. It was Christopher Lee rocked. He was an awesome, awesome bad guy. My only disappointment is that they really couldn't do as cool of a lightsaber fight scene as I would have liked to have seen. Because unfortunately, Christopher Lee is really old
and probably can't get around that well.
And it's probably hard for him to go whipping around like, you know, our good friend Mr. Parks.
So they loved the wide shots.
So they really did like no real wide shots. It was mostly like in the face and the lightsaber swinging back and forth in the face, and you didn't really see anything happening. You just saw a lot of lightsaber flashing,
which was cool.
Which was okay.
It was very stylish. I like the style though.
But I was disappointed as the fighter. I really wanted to see choreography, and I didn't get to see a whole lot of choreography.
Which leads us to
then there was Yoda, and Yoda was just a bad man because it was all CGI. So then they could do whatever they needed to do, and frankly, Yoda is the baddest mom and dad.
You know what? I've never heard an audience at a theater get so into it.
Our crowd was
now,
great.
I just like to say, I was the one that yelled, kick his ass!
Yeah. So
Yoda comes on, and he doesn't even bring out his lightsaber at first.
Oh,
the entire audience
he doesn't
is
need it
screaming
yet.
And yelling and clapping. He's got this whole bring it on attitude, which was so much fun.
Oh, it was
yeah.
I do like the Lucas finally got to put a smile on his face on this one. A lot of little jokes that I enjoyed very, very much.
The lines from episode 3 are original Star Wars A New Hope that kept showing up. This was a fine mess you've gotten me into, R2.
Yeah, one of those kind of things.
All kinds of stuff with 3PO and everybody else. So it was great. Go see the movie.
Oh.
Very, very cool.
Okay, now we got to rank them. Where does it rank? Do you know yet? Just walking out of the theater, do you have to think about it some more?
God, no. I know it's better than Episode 1.
Yeah, that's good.
Is it better than Return of the Jedi?
Oof.
Oh, these are all tough ones. I still think. I don't know. I'm recovering from the shock, but just.
Okay, see, my personal list has always
pure storyline wise.
New Hope, then Jedi, then Empire Strikes Back, and I might have to, in my opinion, just real quick, and I might change my mind later. Go, New Hope. I'm a woman. I can change my
mind. New Hope first.
New Hope, then Jedi,
then Jedi.
This, then Empire Strikes Back.
Then Episode 2, then Empire.
See,
then
I would have to say, still storyline wise, Empire Strikes Back is still the best story.
Out of all of them.
I'm weird.
Here's the last thing I have to say.
I still like Jedi, because it's got Leia running around in a bikini, but.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
and
true.
Green lightsabers. That was my big thing.
For my personal opinion on this movie, as much as I love the moments that we've talked about, there is something missing from these two episodes, Episode 1 and Episode 2, and now that I've seen two of them together, and I can say, oh, well, this one is missing too, it's much more clear to me that Lucas needs to care a lot more about his actors.
You know, I know what it is that's missing. I can tell you because I was thinking the same
thing. Quality.
It's in the first three movies, Lucas didn't have all the CGI. He didn't have all the special effects. He didn't have all the things that he could do. Mm-hmm. He had no choice but to focus 100% on the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we didn't know any of these people. So he had no choice but to create these rich storylines and tell us about these people. With episodes 1 and 2...
He's painted himself into a corner,
kind of thing? We know these people.
Yeah.
So he doesn't take any time to develop Obi-Wan as an older Jedi Master. We know him.
Yeah.
So he's assuming the audience will fill in these characters for him, and as a result, the dialogue and the presentation of the characters tends to be kind of superficial,
flat,
because he's expecting the audience to fill in all of the background, which he didn't have that advantage in the first three movies because nobody knew who Han Solo was.
And in the first three movies, mistakes were okay. This is a very polished movie. They've really taken their time.
Yeah.
It's really perfect. One of the great things about Star Wars was there were mistakes, and that was fun. But ultimately, guys, I think it's time for a time check.
So, here's our thing. We absolutely loved it. For the third one, I hope that Lucas stops being so jazzed with CGI and goes back to the characters.
Whatever happened to building a full set, Lucas? Your Star Destroyer hangars always looked awesome, and they always took up the whole set.
But the movie was cool. The movie was very cool, and Yoda is the man, and it's definitely a very enjoyable experience.
Yeah.
So
Time check
is...
It's 2:50, ladies.
2:52 a.m.
You have now been on a journey with us for 2 days, and I think it's time to sign off.
I'm going to go home.
I'm going to edit this sucker. So on behalf of Becca, Abe, Steve, Justin, Dave, Phil, everyone that's been out with us today, I hope you've enjoyed this little documentary of ours in some way, and that... And I think that we will definitely be together for episode 3, no matter where our paths may lead us.
So it may sound cheesy, but may the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
This is Chris Handel for Digital Lava Radio, signing out! Woo!
Woo!